Shri Bhavati Naishthiki. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Jnanachmirandasya jnananjana shalakaya chakshurumlitam jena tasmai sikrave namaha Shri Chaitanya manobhistam sthapitam jena bhutale Swayam rupa kadamayam dadati svapadantikam Mandiyam Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavamsa Sri Rupam Sagajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadrutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Visakhanvitam Mishra He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpatu Gopisa Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastuti Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhi Vrindavanishwari Prisavana Sutta Devi Pranamami Hari Priya Vanchakalputaru Vyascha Upasandhu Vyayivacha Patitanam Pavyo Vaishnavyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Sivasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Granted us Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. The reading from Srimad Bhagavatam 10 to 5, chapter 26, describing the hellish planets. Text number 26. Jaha, any person in this life, indeed. Savaranam of the same caste, Baryam, his wife, Dwija, a person of a higher caste, such as Brahmana, Kshatriya, or Vaishya, Reta, the semen, Payayati, causes to drink, Kama Mohita, being deluded by lusty desires, Tam, him, Papa Kritam, performing sin, Amudra, in the next life, Reta Kulyayam, in a river of semen, Patayitwa, throwing Reta semen, Sampayayanti, forced to drink. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Selassie Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki Jai. If a foolish member of the twice born classes, Brahmana, Kshatriya, and Vaishya, forces his wife to drink his semen out of a lusty desire to keep her under control, he is put after death into the hell known as Lala Baksha. There he is thrown into a flowing river of semen, which he is forced to drink. Please repeat. If a foolish member of the twice born classes, Brahmana, Kshatriya, and Vaishya, forces his wife to drink his semen out of a lusty desire to keep her under control, he is put after death into the hell known as Lala Baksha. There, he is thrown into a flowing river of semen, which he is forced to drink. Purport. The practice of forcing one's wife to drink one's own semen is a black art practiced by extremely lusty persons. Those who practice this very abominable activity say that if a wife is forced to drink her husband's semen, she remains very faithful to him. Generally, only low-class men engage in this black act. But if a man born in a higher class does so, after death, he is put into the hell known as Lala Baksha. There he is immersed in the river known as Sukra Nadi and forced to drink semen. The end of Srila Prabhupada's purport to text 26 of Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, entitled The Hellish Planets. Sukadeva Goswami has already described a hellish planet for people who are generally lusty. He said they are going to send, they will be sent to the hell where the image, iron image of a woman and a man being made red hot, and will be forced to embrace each other. Here he is describing people who are more lusty and lower than normal. Who are they? They are said here to be the member of the higher class. Brahmanas, the Kshatriyas, and Vaishya. The Shudras are not mentioned here. meaning that the sutras are not punished for this activity. The sutras are exempted here. Only Vaishya, Kshatriya, Brahmana are going to be sent to this hell. Because those who know and does not do the right thing, they are sinning in knowledge. Therefore, they suffer more than those who sin in ignorance. So the sudras are not mentioned here. Only the brahmanas, the kshatriyas, and the vaishya. The principal factor here is lusty desire, uncontrolled lusty desire, and the consequences that accrue a person who is so lusty that he wants to satisfy his lusty desire without control, and for that reason he is forcing his wife to drink his semen. Because by drinking the semen, the woman will remain under his control, and any time he asks, the woman will not say no. It is mentioned here to be very abominable activity. Prabhupada said it is a black act practiced by extremely lusty persons. Extremely lusty persons are condemned by all the scriptures, by all the saintly personalities, because having a human form of life is to control the senses. The reason we have a human form of life, the scripture said, Manusha Janma Sudulabha. Human form of life is very rare to attend. One attends this body, human form of life, after undergoing the cycle of 8.4 million species. So after suffering so much and having obtained this form, which is a great opportunity for us to transcend our material existence. If one does not use this opportunity properly, one is considered a condemned soul. Lord Sahadev said about Ajata, he has lived a defeated life. So we're looking at lust and the consequences. In history, we have so many personalities who have suffered severely because of uncontrolled lusty desires. Everywhere in our scriptures, we find so many of these personalities. And the reason why our acharyas took their time to describe them and even put them in the scripture, our acharyas have spent their time to explain this topic very deeply. Their reason is to help us make the difference, not to follow in their footsteps and suffer in the same way. So in the Brahma Vaivarta Purana, there is a very extremely lusty Gandharva. His name is Hemamali. He also, in his case, it's not that he forces his own wife to drink his semen, but he was so extremely lusty that he cannot do without seeing his wife for a moment. We don't have this attraction for Krishna. Conditioned souls, we don't have this attraction for Krishna. We are not missing Krishna, we are only missing our sense gratification. That is our unfortunate situation, Srila Prabhupada would say. So he was so lusty, extremely lusty, that he cannot tolerate separation from his wife even for a moment. So even in a dream, he constantly thinks about his wife. That means he made his wife his deity that he constantly meditated upon. But he has a service of bringing flowers for Kubera to worship Lord Shiva. So every day he goes to the forest to bring flower to Kubera. And he used that to worship his master Lord Shiva. One day he couldn't control his lust. So instead of going for the flower, he went back to his house and spent the whole of his time with his wife. And Kubera, without knowing what his servant was doing, he can't even imagine such a thing happening. But it happened. That him and Mali did not go to bring flowers for his master's worship of Lord Shiva. Instead, he went to spend his time with his wife, and he forgot. That is the danger of sense gratification. We forget our self-interest. We forget the goal of life. Sense gratification is so dangerous that it made us to forget our self-interest. Not even someone's interest. Our own self-interest is forgotten. So him and Mali, he forgot that he has a duty. Because of his extremely lusty desires, he forgot his duty. He forgot his self-interest. Because of these, conditioned souls have forgotten Krishna. We don't miss Krishna. We only miss our sense gratification. So, Kubera was worshipping Lord Shiva, and he has come to the item of flowers. And there was no flower in the arti tray. He was shocked to see that. He looked around, Himamali was not there. He became angry. And he called for Himamali. Immediately, someone ran to the house, knocked on the door. Himamali came out undressed. Because he was with the wife, he came out like that, being maddened by lust. And the servant of Kubera saw him and he said, "You are supposed to bring flower for the worship of Lord Shiva. Where is the flower? Are you here with your wife? This is unbelievable, but it is happening." So he came back and reported the matter to Kubera. And Himamali came. When Kubera understood what he was doing, his anger has no limit. And he pronounced a curse upon him.
O sinful and lowly one, you have violated my principle, worshipping Lord Shiva. For this reason, I curse you to become a cannibal. You will suffer in this home, in this form, for a very long time. And leave this place immediately. Immediately, Himameli fell from his exalted position to be a Gandharva in heavenly planet. And he was in the forest suffering. This is a consequence of being extremely lusty. Sukadeva Goswami mentioned here that these people go to hell, a particular hell which is meant for those who are lusty. They are forcing their wife to drink their semen so that the wife will always attend to their lusty desire at all the time. Hell is meant for them. So Himameli was sent to suffer in this hellish condition of being a cannibal, living in a forest, a Gandharva. But why this lusty energy is so strong, so powerful? Why is it so strong, so powerful that it's controlling everyone? Why this lusty energy is so powerful? Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami told us what is lust and what is love in Chaitanya Charitamrita. What is lust? Opposite of love. So pure love of Godhead transform. When pure love of Godhead is configurated, it becomes lust. So we shouldn't be surprised that this energy is so strong, so powerful, that it's controlling everyone. Because by nature, we are lovers of Krishna. We have this love. So when this love is transformed, it becomes lust. And because every living entity has love for Krishna, everyone has this lusty desire. But we have been given the opportunity to have this lust controlled by the process of Krishna consciousness. For this reason, so many descriptions of lust, the consequences of lust, the process of controlling, even personalities who have fallen victim and have suffered. Maharaj Yayati. Maharaj Yayati. He is Maharaj. Huh? He is Maharaj. But how is it? How is he Maharaj? When he is under the control of his lusty desire. Because he cannot control his senses, he suffered so much. And not only that he suffered, he was so shameless because of lusty desire. He was so shameless that he has to go and trade his old age with his own son. Lust makes one blind to our self-interest. Yayati Maharaj was blind to his position. He was blind to the reality. He was blind that he was not able to recognize his position. He has to go and trade his old age with his own son. Such an abominable act. Because of uncontrolled, lusty desire. Just see how the living entities are suffering in this world. Only to go to hell and continue our suffering. So in Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna told us the three gates which leads to hell: lust, greed, and anger. Lust does not lead to Goloka. Bhagavad Gita says lust leads to hell, not to Goloka. Here, a special hell has been created, Lala Baksha. So living entities, especially those who are very, very fortunate, should take full advantage to practice how to give up lusty desires. The process of doing that is Krishna consciousness. It's a transformation. Since it was configured, we have to reconfigure it by the process of Krishna consciousness. Engaging the lusty desires in Krishna consciousness, not to light the flame, but to control the regulation. One disciple had difficulty with this principle, but he was very sincere. So he went to Srila Prabhupada and complained and reported. And he begged Srila Prabhupada's mercy to get married. The Prabhupada said, "Why do you think marriage will solve it for you? Why do you think that you can solve this lust by getting married? Why are you going for the lower side? Why can't you think for the higher side? Why are we giving up the tendencies to learn how to control? You are going for the lower side of controlling. Why can't you take the higher side? What is the reason? Why are you thinking that by getting married you will control the lust?" Take the higher side. I don't know if he took the higher side, but Prabhupada told him to take the higher side. Because in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 3, in purport, so the Prabhupada explained this very nicely. Let's see what Prabhupada said. Sorry. Give me some time. Let me find it for you. I'm looking. I don't want to quote it from my head. I want to look at the scripture. And then I can get it from you. Yes.
So here, Krishna is saying, thus, a man's pure consciousness is covered by his eternal enemy in the form of lust, which is never satisfied and which burns like fire. The proper say the purpose. This is Bhagavad Gita 9:339. It is said in the Manu Samhita, in Manu Smriti, that lust cannot be satisfied by any amount of sense in enjoyment. The Prabhupada is telling this disciple, why do you think by getting married you control it? Why do you think so? And he's quoting here. It is said in the Manu Smriti, that lust cannot be satisfied by any amount of sense enjoyment, just as fire is never extinguished by a constant supply of fuel. In the material world, the center of all activities is sex, and thus this material world is called Matunya Agaya, or the shackles of sex life. In the ordinary prison house, criminals are kept within the bars. Similarly, the criminals who are disobedient to the laws of the Lord are shackled by sex life. Advancement of material civilization on the basis of sense gratification means increasing the duration of the material existence of the living entity. So when we look into the amount of lust in our body, when we look into ourselves and see the amount of lust in our body, we should try to understand how far are we from pure love of Godhead. Pure love of Godhead means not lust. And lust means not pure love of Godhead. So Krishna consciousness is very practical. We can see where we are if we are a little sincere. When we look into our heart and see the amount of lust which is there, then we can understand how close are we to Krishna prayer, pure love of Godhead? Or how far away are we from the goal of Krishna consciousness, pure love of Godhead? So Krishna consciousness, devotional service, is to help us reduce all these unnecessary things. So as we are practicing daily, we should see how we are practicing our Krishna consciousness by looking into how is loss diminishing in our life. How is anger diminishing? How is envy diminishing? How is bitterness diminishing? If they are not diminishing but are increasing or they're remaining the same, we should understand we need to put more effort. We need to put more effort. We have to do our homework more seriously. That is the message. That we are practicing every day, we should see how the fire of lust is being destroyed, or it is going down, and we are gradually limiting all these unnecessary things, or the
enemies of the heart are getting gradually pacified, so that we can perfectly practice Christian consciousness as it is. Hare Krishna. Comments, questions? Sudra have no knowledge. Sudra means no knowledge. Low class, no knowledge. Therefore, they are exempted from this punishment. We mentioned that in the beginning. The Sudras are not mentioned in this text. Only Vaishya, Kshatriya, and Brahmanas are mentioned. They will be punished for this offense. It means the Sudras are not punished for this offense. And we give the reason. For those who knows and does wrong, they suffer more than those who does not know and does wrong. Both of them may commit the same activity, but those who know suffers more. Those who sin in knowledge suffers more than those who sin in ignorance. In this chapter, Sukadeva Goswami also described entities like mosquitoes, like bed bugs. They should not be killed for sucking our blood. By killing them, we also go to hell, because they are not aware that what they are doing is harmful to you. And they are specifically meant for that, to give us punishment. For punishing us, for biting us, soaking our blood, and giving us disease, mosquito will not be sent to hell. Rather, they are promoted. In their evolution, they will be promoted. But if a Kshatriya does this, demoted. Right? Any other question? Comments? Yes, ma'am. Mike?
I asked this question a couple of times in class, but I want to ask it again to get the answer as well. You know, it's said that when one is in the hellish planet, one is aware while one is suffering, one is thinking of one's previous sinful activities, and aware that he's suffering because of performing those sinful activities. However, upon taking birth, again, he doesn't have specific memory of the hellish punishments, but it seems that there must be some subtle effect on his consciousness to keep him from performing those sinful activities again. Because otherwise, a person could ask, who's, you know, who doesn't believe in God, who doesn't believe in the constellation planets. They may say that, you know, what's the use of these hellish planets anyway if you don't remember what you've done and then therefore be adverse to perform those activities. I wonder if you had any comment on whether one's actually remembering some, to some sense, of what these sinful activities were and how he's suffered for them.
In some cases, one remembers. That I'm suffering because I have done such and such things in my past life. In some cases, the Christian mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita, I give remembrance and I give forgetfulness. So those who are fortunate to have the remembrance, they will know. By Jat Bharat, he knew his past life. David was very, very careful. He deliberately became deaf and dumb. It was a deliberate, not that he was a mad person. He acted like this because he knew his past life. I made a mistake by having unnecessary association. I failed, and therefore in this lifetime I must be very careful not to repeat the same thing. So he knew the consequences of the past. So he was very careful in the next life. And he lived his life in such a wonderful life that he couldn't repeat his sinful activities again. So in some cases, one will be fortunate to remember. Once a devotee asked, why should I bother myself when I don't, in the form of a pig, I may not remember anything. And whatever I suffer in the form of a pig, it is nothing because I have forgotten a higher life. So what is wrong with that? I'm okay. Even if there is hell, I will go there and come back. So why should I worry myself? So I told him, if I call you Mr. Pig, will you be happy with me? Now you're a human being. If I call you a pig, Bhakta Pig, will you be happy? Now you can talk nonsense, but if I call you Mr. Pig, will you be happy with me? And if I start treating you like a hog, will you be happy? Definitely not. He kept quiet. So I told him, this is ignorance. This is ignorance. For you to think like this. It is ignorance. Let us try to take advantage of what we have been given by the causeless mercy of Krishna and his pure devotees and purify our existence and forget about all these sufferings. Either we are in this form or that form. Either we remember or we don't remember. But now that we are being told the real situation, let us take advantage and finish this material business. And go back to our original home. Not just because we are selfish, we want to go there. Staying in a material world, we are denying Krishna's enjoyment he's supposed to get from all of us. Krishna has a specific enjoyment that he takes from all of us. Our being in a material world, we are denying Krishna of that, which is very sinful, not a responsible act. Therefore, let us do the right thing and go back home and give Krishna what he deserves from all of us. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. I don't know if I answer your question. I try. Next time, we'll continue from there.